The Chill by Ross MacDonald. Dedication to R. W. Lydd. Chapter 1. The heavy red-figured drapes over the courtroom windows were incompletely closed against the sun. Yellow daylight leaked in and dimmed the electric bulbs in the high ceiling. It picked out random details in the room. The glass water cooler standing against the paneled wall opposite the jury box. The court reporter's carmine-tipped fingers playing over her stenotype machine. Mrs. Perrine's experienced eyes watching me across the defense table. It was nearly noon on the second and last day of her trial. I was the final witness for the defense. Her attorney had finished questioning me. The deputy DA waived cross-examination, and several of the jurors looked at him with puzzled frowns. The judge said I could go. From my place on the witness stand, I'd noticed the young man sitting in the front row of spectators. He wasn't one of the regular trial watchers, housewives and pensioners filling an empty morning with other people's troubles. This one had troubles of his own. His brooding blue gaze stayed on my face, and I had the uncomfortable feeling that he might be willing to share his troubles with me. He rose from his seat as I stepped down and intercepted me at the door. "Mr. Archer, may I talk to you?"
"All right."
The bailiff opened the door and gestured urgently. "Outside, gentlemen. Court is still in session." We moved out into the corridor. The young man scowled at the automatically closing door. "I don't like being pushed around." "I'd hardly describe that as being pushed around. What's eating you, friend?" I shouldn't have asked him. I should have walked briskly out to my car and driven back to Los Angeles. But he had that clean, crew-cut All-American.